like the Doherty Report? Then like us on Facebook. Go to DohertyReport.com and click the window into her Facebook page. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Right now we're talking with Craig Pittman from the Tampa Bay Times about a story he wrote a while ago about Sulphur Springs and what happened, what was dumped into the springs.
Well, some folks were trying to look at maybe trying to help the springs because the springs of Sulphur Springs in Tampa was suffering from a loss of flow. And so some experts came in to see if they could figure out what was going on and see if they could make it better because, of course, whenever Tampa's in drought conditions, they pump water out of the spring in order to supplement the water supply there. Well, the experts went into it and discovered that it was connected to underground to more than a dozen nearby sinkholes that funneled water into it from the surface, and the people had been dumping all kinds of stuff into those sinkholes.
Like what?
They were full of garbage. They found refrigerators. They found car parts. They found tires and battery casings. People had tossed plastic bags in there that had caught on twigs and tree limbs and formed dams in those sinkholes. And meanwhile, the city itself, Tampa, had converted some of the sinkholes into stormwater retention ponds. And so the pollution that collected in those ponds, you know, fertilizer, gasoline, all of the other kind of everyday pollutants we produce, they were flowing straight into the aquifer. Mm-hmm. The underground aquifer, and thus coming back up in the spring, and then right. The city was trying to take drinking water out of that.
Right.
And they actually sent divers down into the spring to explore some of the connections. The divers got sick from the bacteria that was in there, the E. coli, okay. And others said that it made the rubber in their suits deteriorate so fast their belts fell apart after just two dives. That's how nasty it was in there.
Is it not illegal for people to be doing that?
Well, you're not supposed to, but, you know, if you dump something in a sinkhole and nobody sees you, who's going to catch you?
Right.
You know, who's even checking that stuff? And some of the clogging, one of them actually got clogged all the way back in the 1950s. A car dealer had built a parking lot next to it, and then during a major storm, one of his dumpsters slid into the sinkhole and blocked it off completely. So,
I hate when that happens.
You know, the experts who went in and looked at the place, they said, you know, we'd have to, in order to clear all this stuff out to make the sinkhole flow properly, we'd have to basically bring in a roto-rooter to try and snake it all out. And there's no snake in the world big enough to get all this stuff out of there. So,
in case you're just joining us, we're talking with Craig Pittman, environmental writer for the Tampa Bay Times. Are there any plans to try to take that stuff out of the springs?
No. It was just too much of it. And the other kind of disturbing discovery they made, and this is something that's come up at other springs as well, is that because of the pumping of water out of the aquifer for drinking and for, you know, watering our lawns and that kind of thing, saltwater vents had opened up in the spring's tunnels. And so this freshwater spring was starting to get brackish. Which is that's a very bad sign indeed.
Right.
See, the fresh water that we drink out of the aquifer sits as a sort of a lens mm-hmm. on top of brackish water, and the more of that fresh water you pump out, the more of the brackish water comes up and fills in the spaces and starts mingling with the fresh water. And so a number of springs around Florida are starting to show an increase in salinity, which is a very bad sign for the future of our drinking water. Yeah.
Right. So what do you think people should be doing? Do you think they should be doing something different?
Well, I mean, it's not up to me to judge. Certainly, though, if the folks in Tampa want to continue using the water out of that spring, then some changes need to be made. I mean, ideally, somebody would want to try to fix the problems there.
Wouldn't you at least take the stuff out that you dumped in there? Wouldn't you at least...
That would be helpful, probably. And the other thing, too, I mean, as far as the brackishness, is find ways to conserve water or collect rainwater when it comes in as opposed to pumping water out of the ground. I mean, you know, we had that horrible rainstorm yesterday, and I saw several people that had their sprinklers going. You know, they have sprinklers now that are sensitive to moisture in the atmosphere and don't turn on when it's raining.
Interesting.
And you would think that would be sort of a standard thing that people would get, but they don't.
Interesting that we have a rainy season going on in February, but...
Well, El Nino makes everything a little wetter.
Right, exactly. Someone, I don't know who the representative is, the state representative is in that particular area, but one would think that person might say, hey, it's time to clean up the spring.
Maybe. I mean, it's city property, so it would be up to the city to try to do something first.
It's city property.
And then, of course, the Southwest Florida Water Management District is in charge of water resources.
Oh, don't get me started on Swift Mud.
So, I mean, either one of those, and maybe possibly even Tampa Bay Water, would be agencies that you might want to talk to about that kind of thing.
Sure.
But first and foremost, it's the city's property, and it's up to the city to decide what to do about it.
I have a conflict with Swift Mud, so I can't really talk about that.
I understand.
Family conflict. But you're right, and I do think that they should clean it up. And the longer it goes on, the more that stuff leaches into the springs and into the drinking water. And it's just, I mean, it continues. It's you wrote that story several years ago, and yet all that stuff is still there.
For me, the bottom line is, and this is partly true because Florida is so full of people who just got here and don't know, is that people don't think anything about where their water comes from. It's, you know, I turn on the tap, the water comes out.
Right.
What's the problem? It's sort of like thinking, oh, milk comes from Publix, not from cows. You know, your water, your water comes from underground.
That's
And in the Tampa Bay area, there are other sources of water. We do get surface water that's taken off three local rivers and processed. We also have a desalination plant, and we have a reservoir that collects water, and which, thank heavens, is full right now in case we get into a drought. So, I mean, we have other sources, but we're still, our main source of water is what's underground. And if you dump stuff into sinkholes or otherwise pollute, that's going to get into what we wind up drinking.
We thank you so much. We've been talking with Craig Pittman
from
the Tampa Bay Times. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Keep up with us during the week. Listen to show highlights and daily memos and more. Just follow Elizabeth on Twitter. Keyword Doherty Report.